بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. From the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the last time we discussed Al-Jaleel. InshaAllah, today we intend discussing two more names, Al-Kareem and Al-Raqib. Al-Kareem, generally loosely translated as the most generous. However, Al-Kareem refers to that being, Ibn al-Arabi rahimullah explains that there are approximately 14 different explanations in the ta'rif, the definition of this name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. From the many, we'll just explain a few. That Al-Kareem is that being Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri sabab. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blesses, who grants without any reason. He doesn't require any reason to bestow any person with anything. Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri iwad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require anything in exchange to bestow, to bless the person. And the one of the very common explanations for each one of us, and if we can just keep this one in mind, then we will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out. That Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri istihqaqin. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blesses without even being deserving. And we ask ourselves, the amount that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with, how much from that are we really deserving of it? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in many ways. Allah has blessed us with the material aspects of this world, physical, spiritual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated, caters for us. He has given us so much, even with regards to our forgiveness. إِذَا قَدَرَ عَفَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full authority to punish, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opted to forgive each one of us. That is Al-Kareem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, who grants without even being deserving of it. There is a narration that comes in one of the commentaries of Jalaleen Sharif, which is a book of tafsir of the Quran. It is explained that they are وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ. That there are 8 angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, who are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in position. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require them, so why Allah has created them? To express and to show the greatness and the majesty of this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be as it may, it has been narrated from these 4 angels, these 8 angels,
Four of them, they tasbih and they glory to Allah, so the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala afwika ba'da qudratik. Ya Allah, all praise, all glory belongs to you. Lakal hamd, all praise for you. Ala afwik ba'da qudratik. That despite your power and your authority, you have still opted to forgive. And the other four angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are hymning the glory of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Lakal hamdu ala hilmik ba'da ilmik. That all glory, all praise to you, O my Allah, that you are most tolerant despite your knowledge. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notes, He knows the minutest detail in our lives. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so tolerant, so merciful. He does not take retribution, punish us immediately when He comes to know of any sin of ours. It is narrated in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. There was a person who used to play the harp very well. So in his young days, harp is a musical instrument which has strings. So he used to play it very well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed him with a very beautiful voice. So he used to use this in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever there was a function, they would hire him. They would call him because he would entertain the crowd, and people would look forward to some entertainment from him. And he was like a celebrity, we would say, of the time. People knew him for his sweet voice and the magical way in which he would play the harp. But as he started growing old, then his voice became very croaky. So people weren't interested in his voice, yet he's pulling the strings at its best time. So the voice was growing old. He is himself, he's not even playing the harp as optimum, as best as he used to. He realized people are not interested in him. He's becoming like deserted in society. People are not interested in him. So he was very down, low, depressed that what's happening. So he went to the Qabrastan of Medina Munawwara, Jannatul Baqi. He looks for an open grave and he lies in this grave. And this person, he lies down in this grave and he's complaining to Allah. He said, Oh my Allah, when I had a beautiful voice, people would flock around me. I mean, I was like the blue-eyed boy and I was everything for the people. I had that voice and I had the gift of playing that harp. But now since I'm growing old and I don't have that voice, I'm not blessed with those abilities, people don't look at me, they can't be bothered, I'm not even making a good earning nowadays. Salary is down, everything, earnings. I'm not even invited for any functions. So he's saying, Oh my Allah, despite all of that, when a mother gives birth to a blind child, she doesn't discard of the child. When a mother's child becomes crippled, she doesn't forsake the child. She still takes the child into her arm and she will say that you're still my beta, you're still my son. Don't worry. Don't worry about the world. Don't worry about everyone and what they feel. You are mine. So this person is saying, Oh my Allah, I am like that child who I'm crippled now. People have forsaken me. But in the end of the day, I am your banda, I am yours. Ya Allah, I'm lying down in this qabr. This old person is saying, I'm lying in the qabr. The decision is yours, O my Allah. If you want to take my life with this disobedience, you've got full authority, I'm ready, I'm here in the qabr already. But O my Allah, if you opt for other, it will be your benevolence, it will be your mercies upon me. That night, the Khalifa of the time was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He has a dream. In this dream of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Umar radiallahu anhu, immediately go to the Qabrastan. There is one of my friends in one of the graves. Wake him up from the grave and give him my salams. Write his name in the list of people that will be given a monthly stipend from the Baytul Mal, from the public treasury, and tell him to turn his life for me and I have become his. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, I can't understand this dream. Wake up who from what grave? So he walks and he paces through the graves of Medina Tayyiba, going through the graveyard of Jannatul Baqi. And imagine the sinner of the time, he has turned to Allah, and the message comes via Amirul Mu'mineen. So he sees that one grave is open, and there's a person lying down, his eyes are closed, waiting for whatever is the decision. So he says, hey, this person opened his eyes, he looks, and he's in awe, he cannot believe himself. He says, sorry, because Umar radiallahu anhu was a person, everyone was worried, they were scared. So he said, look, Allah has given salam, so you quickly come out. See, you know what happened? I'm scared for you, number one. Number two, you are telling me Allah gives salams when you speak to Allah. So the person comes out. He says, you the one that plays the harp? He says, yes. He says, you the one that was sleeping in this grave for the entire night? He says, yes. He says, I had a dream and a vision about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me to come and tell you that you are his friend. He has given salams, all is forgiven. And I must write your name. That you worried about your sustenance, monthly you'll get from Baytul Mal, from the public treasury. So this is that Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that each one of us have. Ulama explain and say, if any person desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor him with the respect of the pious of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him with honor, with integrity in this life, then he should recite this name, Ya Kareemu, excessively. Ya Kareemu, excessively he should recite it. Person is going through any difficulty also, in that manner also, whatever difficulty, whether it be sickness, whether it be some financial difficulty and constraint, if a person has to resort to calling out Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with this name of Al-Kareem, then help is very imminent. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to the assistance of the person. So that is with regards to the name of Al-Kareem. And the second name is Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib, Raqib comes, means that being who takes care of us, so the caretaker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the overseer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oversees us at any given moment. So the explanations of this word Ar-Raqib, number one, will be Al-Mura'i Ahwal Al-Marquub. Al-Qa'imu ala kulli nafsin bima kasabat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carefully watching every action of His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge of whatever earnings, whatever doing, each one of us, whatever actions we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. And He takes notice of everything. Another explanation, Sheikh Saadi rahimullah explains, he says that the explanation of Ar-Raqib, Ar-Raqib means that being Al-Muttali'u ala ma aknathu sudur. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carefully watches, notes, records, documents, whatever even the heart is concealing. Even what the heart is concealing. So therefore the poet says, وَهُوَ الرَّقِيبُ عَلَى الْخَوَاطِرِ وَاللَّوَاحِظِ فَكَيْفَ بِالْأَفْعَالِ بِالْأَرْكَانِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the thoughts that cross the mind, imagine our actions, how more clear is it not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So none of our actions are hidden from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of whatever we say. Now both these names, Al-Kareem appears 3 times in the Qur'an. Al-Raqib also appears 3 times in the Qur'an-i-Kareem. So this name, Al-Raqib, we will realize that Raqib and Muraqabah, these two words are very similar in their derivative, that they come from the word Raqabah. So Muraqabah, Raqib. On this name, ulama explain for each one of us, for every one of us. I mean, even myself, as we were reading through this name, looking through what the ulama have written about it, then it gives a lesson for all and sundry. The lesson personally for myself, inshallah we all take it. The lesson was, how much of time do we spend on a daily level, closing our eyes and being in solitude with Allah in our heart only? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raqib, He watches our every action. One is, we know ulama say, when we go into bed, we're retiring to recite a certain dua 25 times, and to have muraqabah of death. But at least take our time on a daily basis. Daily basis, and make muraqabah on whether I am fulfilling the objective of my life, What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed me with, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call me towards? What is He asking of me, demanding of me? And most definitely ulama explain, our ustad also used to mention in madrasa, he used to say, when a person goes into muraqabah, then the muraqabah, how long must it be? Don't start too long muraqabah. Yeah, one is, we know that muraqabah takes place when the bayan is on. Those are different muraqabahs. When a person is tired, then it's muraqabah also. Maybe it's a Jummah bayan, and you know, your mind is just drifting, you've gone into muraqabah. So that's a different muraqabah. But muraqabah in the sense, he says, that start off with 1 minute. A person must not be tired. If a person is doing muraqabah and he is tired, then it changes into a different type of muraqabah, where you're going to be sleeping now. So he says, be fully awake without having any fatigue on you. Then sit facing towards Qibla in the state of wudu. Close your eyes, lower your gaze by facing yourself towards your heart. And as if you are thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in your heart. And not even with the movement of the tongue, just the heart must palpitate, or the heart must beat with Allah. And in that muraqabah of yours, then think of how much Allah has blessed me. What don't I have? What have I asked for? He's given me beyond my asking, beyond my requirement and need. That is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem, or whatever you have, you know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ma'rif and then the recognition of Allah. And then think for a few moments, what have I done for the day? Am I ready to answer in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What have I done? Am I ready to stand in front of Allah if Malakul Maut has to strike at this moment? And he says, slowly start increasing the time from 1 minute to 2 minutes. But the moment you're sleeping, then cut it down. If it was two, drop it back to one again. Until you feel you've got that stamina, you can concentrate and continue making this muraqabah, most definitely each one of us will find a great, great benefit in it, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us. Generally, ulama explain muraqabah in different ways. We're not going to go into the details of that. Sit with the senior ulama, they can explain. Sometimes people were involved in certain sins that they thought there's no way out of it. There were people who were involved in certain sins. They were thought there were no way out of it. Ulama explained and directed them, gave them some guidelines of how to make the muraqabah. For every sin, there's a different muraqabah. For certain things, there's different muraqabahs for different things we require. So it's different, whatever that sin was, the nature of the sin of that person, Mulana told him to do a certain type of muraqabah, and he says, Alhamdulillah, within a short space of time, I saw myself ridding myself of that sin, whatever was involved in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the attachment with the asma'ullahi al-husna, the beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah.